I call the City of Palmer Joint City Council and Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Advisory Board meeting to order. It is now 6 o'clock, and Madam Clerk, will you take the roll?
Let's start with City Council. Mayor Edna DeVries.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Linda Combs.
Here.
Councilmember Richard Best.
Here.
Councilmember Steve Carrington.
Here.
Councilmember David Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Brad Hansen.
Here.
And the council had excused Councilmember Pete LaFrance at a previous meeting, so he will be absent tonight. Park, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Advisory Board. Chair Maggie Obtrammel.
Here.
Vice Chair Jan Newman.
Here.
Board Member Stephanie Allen. Board Member Joe Eman. Board Member Dot Helm.
Here.
Board Member Fran Seeger-Boss has not arrived yet. Board Member Shannon Connolly.
Here.
Great. We have a quorum.
Okay. If you'll stand. And Maggie, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Combs and seconded by Councilman Fuller that the agenda be approved. Questions, comments, additions from anyone? Okay.
Yes.
No. So, for the City Council, all those that are in favor, say yes.
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 All those opposed, say no. Okay. Our City Council has approved the agenda.
We will now approve the agenda from the Parks and Recreation and Cultural Resources Board. So let the agenda be approved. If you're in favor of approving the agenda, please say yes. And if anyone's opposed, say no.
Or Stephanie.
Okay, so we have approved the agenda as well.
Okay. I will now open up audience participation. Audience participation is now open. If anyone would like to come forth and address our meeting and talk to us about any object, any subject. Seeing and hearing no one, I will close audience participation. The next item on our agenda is new business. What's the council's wishes?
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
I move that we go into the committee as a whole so that the new business that is listed on our agenda may be discussed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's been moved by Councilman Combs and seconded by Councilman Fuller that we move in, the council moves into committee of the whole. Discussion comments from the council members. Councilman Best.
Point of order, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
In our agenda, it says note action may be taken by council following the committee of the whole. Would that just be council, or would also the commission have action as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Thank you, Madam Mayor. It is council who would have action for anything that would be on this. The joint meeting, how we have done joint meetings this year is that it would be action by the council directing the park and rec, that long, you know, Park Recreation Culture Advisory Board.
Thank you.
To do something. So it is correct on the agenda that it's council.
Okay. Further discussions, comments, questions from the council regarding the going into the committee on the whole. All those in favor of the motion for the council to go into committee on the whole, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes. Now, does the board have to go into committee on the whole also? Okay.
Would anyone like to propose? Is there any discussion?
Who seconded?
Who seconded it? Or did somebody second it?
Seconded by Connolly. Is there any discussion? Okay. If you're in favor of going to committee as a whole, please say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed? Say no.
All right, so we are also going into committee as a whole.
Good, thank you very much. Just for a little bit of clerical, we need to have our meeting adjourned by 6:50 because the clerks have to rearrange the council chambers. And so with that, and then we want, of course, to leave enough time for item H on the agenda for the council and commission member comments. So we have about 45 minutes, and from looking at the agenda, I think we probably could spend 45 minutes on each one of those subjects without any problem. So I just want everyone to be, you know, aware of some, the time constraint that we have. And if there's, you know, some of the things that you want to spend more time on or not, is there any items that you feel you would like to spend more time on, or your board would like to spend more time and less time on any of the subjects, or?
I think we preferred, these are, just to let you guys know how we came up with these are our priorities as a board, and I think we'd like to go through each one.
Okay.
I don't know if there's one we have favor more, but we can kind of go, I think, play it by ear a little bit, and if we can move quickly, if there's one that doesn't have a lot of discussion.
Okay, good. Alrighty, so the first item on the agenda is connecting trails and walkability. And do you have some opening remarks from the board?
Yes. So just kind of talking about our priorities here, we came up with these as things that we thought were really important for our board. And what we really hope to get out of this meeting tonight is also your priorities and things that you feel are important for each of these categories. Since our board is fairly new, only being around for 2 years, I think we still are kind of a little uncertain sometimes what our main goal of a board is or what we should be trying to accomplish. So I think what we're really trying to get out of all of these little things that we discuss are what you as a council also think are priorities for our board to do. So that's just to open this. We would like to hear from you as we go through and tell you what our priorities. We'd like to also hear what the city council's priorities are also as we go. So as far as connecting trails and walkability, this is something we've talked about from the very beginning as a board. Some of our main priorities, and I'll kind of list them, and then I hope that the board will, or that our board will chime in. We had a presentation by Pete LaFrance, who's not here, on his biking study, and he came up with recommendations on things that we can fix. And so that was a big priority for us, and hoping that we can fix the bikeability of Palmer as a whole. We have a huge biking community here in our city, and we want to improve that. Some of our other things were crosswalks in the downtown area, especially along Alaska Street, where there aren't a lot of good places to cross. That was a very big priority for us. Connecting a lot of the sidewalks around town that seem to just end without going anywhere, connecting to other sidewalks. And then in this category also, I get, as far as trails, is making more bike racks in downtown Palmer. And we actually have really been trying to improve this. We're doing a competition where people will be designing bike racks, and several local businesses have already donated money to help us with this, so we can give a prize for the winner and then also to complete the bike racks. So those are some of the main things that we came up with, but I wouldn't mind if any of the board members would want to chime in also.
Okay, sure. We'd love to hear from them.
I was just going to add to that. Thank you. I think that was a great summary. A couple things I think is also combining trails with art, so that if we do improvements or maintenance projects or expansion of new trails, that we can include art as part of the trails, so that we can really address that part of our board and the emphasis in the community and showcasing the talents that are around us too. So that, I think that's a kind of a two-in-one, which is at another, you know, area that we're gonna be talking about later, but also awareness of what exists. Cause I don't think that a whole lot of people know about existing trails. And so really some promotion and increasing awareness among the community about these assets and resources.
Other board members? Okay. So council have questions or comments to the board? Anybody like further information on any of the items that they discussed? For me, I was just wondering, like on the crosswalks, you know, especially you mentioned Alaska Street, do you have something definite, like, okay, we would want one here and there? Have you, like, taken a map and put some design on some or anything like that?
We're in the process of kind of mapping that out. I have been working with a couple of volunteers who weren't here for the walkability study, but have sort of done their own and are looking at the results from the walkability study that was done, and also from their own experiences as new planners in town. And so they intend to bring that to the Parks and Rec Board fairly soon. They are focusing just on the core target downtown area. So I think that a lot of what they're looking at is Alaska Street. And also I think South Valley Way. I don't know the name of the street over there, but you know, because there are big gaps in the crosswalks, you know, you can cross at one end, and but people don't wait for a crosswalk, they just go. Right. So that's my understanding of the next phase of where to actually put pedestrian crossings.
Okay, so that'll be forthcoming from you, some definite places. Yeah, so I think one of the places is, you know, getting from the parking lot over to the Valley Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and really after the Turkey Red, whatever street that is, there really are no crosswalks till the north end of Arctic, or Alaska, all the way down at Arctic. There's no crosswalks.
And where just on your personal, where do you see, besides like the Valley Hotel and then going north, where, what other places as you're driving down that street do you have to stop for pedestrians that are trying to get across?
Well, people, I would need a map because I really am bad at the street names. I know how to go, but I don't know how to, I don't know the names of any of the streets downtown.
Well, even tell the business.
There are, there's a handful of that. The road that Scrub-A-Mud is on, which is the only road that crosses the tracks.
Blueberry.
Yeah. It crosses the tracks. People walk that road quite a bit, and especially from, I call it the Edible Rail Trail, but from the Shane Woods Trail, they get to the end, and they'll often turn left there on Blueberry and come up towards Arctic or towards the high school. So there's no crosswalk at that end of town.
And then on Shane Woods Trail, Valley Way, going towards the Palmer Ale House on Dahlia, there's so
behind
much
the library, that
behind
sidewalk
the
sidewalk,
there's so much traffic there. And then I was also going to say Colony Way, from where the little archway is that has Palmer on it, going to the bar. There's so many people crossing right there, especially during Friday flings, and that's constant traffic.
Okay. Are you through, Jen?
Okay. Would it, so after we get this presentation on the walkability and we kind of do this more as a board, would it be useful for us to submit something to the City Council on our recommendations? Or what would you like us to do?
I think some definite ideas, because, you know, again, just in the discussion, you know, when we say crosswalks, we immediately think of where we have to stop, but then you stop someplace completely different. And so there we are, you know, and you're thinking of, you know, A and B street, and I'm thinking X, Y, Z street. So, yeah, if we could have something, you know, concrete, either in an your, you know, a map or in a motion. I don't know that it would need to be in resolution form, but, you know, something. And Deputy Mayor Combs.
Yeah, thank you. I was wondering if you're making a point of, in addition to any formalized studies, after events, we have quite a few events. And if somebody's making an effort to just round up remarks about the walkability, what they found. For example, where the Palmer Arch is was one of the points that I thought of Friday evening during the wine walk. Now, it was no problem. You know, we didn't have a tremendous amount of traffic that evening or anything, but it was a natural point to go from the museum gardens to get going on your wine walk. So I would think we have several events like that, and if you guys could maybe just use it as an informal guide, but you might be surprised what you pick up by doing so.
If I could comment on that, I know that the community action group that's working on the wayfinding is indeed including those events in their study.
Okay, good. All right.
May I say something?
Oh, absolutely, Jill.
I was privileged to be on a walkability study, of course, with ours, but also with the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to try an experiment to see how the sidewalks were for elderly people to walk or those in wheelchairs. And we obtained a wheelchair and we put a young person, I would say probably in early 20s, mm-hmm. to see how easy it was to get them across the street or down a sidewalk. And the lady that was pushing the wheelchair, she tripped on a piece of sidewalk that was not level.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheelchair wanted to go down the driveway into the street. And it really was an interesting experiment to let mm-hmm. us know. You know, that, and this happened right there where the Baptist College is. We were right there.
Mm-hmm. The Bible College.
And it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, any of those things that you can bring forth and call to our attention. And we do currently have some construction, you know, on some of the streets regarding putting in the handicap for the sidewalks. You probably have maybe been misdirected in some traffic or something. Stephanie, did you have something?
I was just going to add one more thing that I believe a priority in this area is also the completion of the remainders of the safe routes to school paths and trails so that uh-huh. kids that are within the city limits can get to their schools either by walking or biking.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Ready?
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
And I don't know how or if this was missed, but we have a beautiful new Fred Meyer store. But if you look, when you go in on the southwestern corner, where it's just the light that crosses over to cars,
mm-hmm.
there's no sidewalk going from that intersection down the grade. And I have witnessed people in wheelchairs in the traffic lane going down the hill to get into their area. And so I don't know if that was an oversight, if it is planned, because I don't see where there's any space for it. To be built, you know, sometime this summer, but mm-hmm.
So
and I don't want to hold up development or plans to have it have to go through planning and zoning, then have it have to go through Parks and Rec review and all this kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. You know, it's those kind of situations that it'd be nice to have almost a second Ives as kind of as a courtesy to come before this body potentially. So
really, so like if somebody was going to cars or were at cars and wanted to go to Fred Meyer, they'd almost need to go down to McDonald's on the sidewalk, come across the traffic, and then come up on the sidewalk and go into that first entrance to Fred Meyer in order to stay on a sidewalk.
Absolutely. And I don't know if it was due to grade or whatnot, but mm-hmm. the sidewalk just stops right there. And we have crossings that come both ways,
mm-hmm.
and there's
mm-hmm.
a sidewalk from the Chinese restaurant parking lot, right. and I believe there's a sidewalk on the street on the PW side.
Right.
But mm-hmm. there's nothing come down that grade mm-hmm. into their store.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Ready? Are we ready to move on to the next item then? Okay. Anybody have any last 3 second comments?
I have about three
seconds.
3 minutes.
No, 3 minutes.
Okay, well, anyways.
Go ahead, Councilman
Hanson. I want to
get
back to the connectability. I think it's important that, you know, very specific trails are identified in order to connect Palmer Wasilla to the Butte, mm-hmm. the new four-lane extension into town, mm-hmm. trails to the Butte and to Palmer Wasilla. And, you know, I think that from my perspective, you know, the state's going to have to improve Colony Way, which includes a bike path. I think you guys should dust off the old Palm Urban Revitalization Trails Plan and see what they talk about the state fair portion of the trail from the state fair into town.
Mm-hmm.
I think the state at present is looking to put the bike trail on the eastern side of Colony, which I believe it needs to go on the west side of Colony, which puts it on the railroad track side. And during the time of the urban revitalization plan development, you know, there was, what's that?
Yeah, backwards. It's on the east side of Colony Way.
Oh, am I backwards?
West.
Times it by minus one then. It'll
yeah.
all work out.
You're not going to get another minute just because.
Okay, but.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah, that's
the,
very
the urban
important.
Revitalization plan identified, you know, trails through from the state fair in through the industrial. I think they called it the industrial section. Mm-hmm. You know, and the railroad at the time bought off on the whole concept of the urban revitalization. I think we may have a permit for the downtown area, but at the time, they bought off on the whole plan. So to me, that is a huge priority for integrating the new four-lane Von Wasilla and the Butte at the same time. And if we can come up with some input into the state's. And that project is right around the corner, so that has to be very, very quick. That's all I got.
Good points. Thank you. Okay, and we'll now move on to projects that enhance Palmer's history.
We were kind of hoping that Fran would actually be here for this because she helped in applying for the National Historic Landmark designation, which we did not get, but we can reapply for it. So I was kind of hoping she would be here to talk about that. But that was one thing that we have tried doing. Trying to include history in the wayfinding project that's going on is something that's a priority. And then also, it's not really history, but kind of agriculture, including elements of agriculture into our town, which is historical since we're kind of known for that in our history, and trying to use those elements into the various parks and trail systems.
Was that application done by the city of Palmer or by you as the board, or how was that application done?
Sandra knows more.
That was done by the National Park Service Anchorage office.
On behalf of the city of Palmer?
Actually, I think that was the part of the history, the historic preservation power lies with the borough. And I think that when Brandon Zager Boss was still with the borough, she began having those conversations about
making
that. So the concept would come from her office.
Okay. I, for one, would prefer that those kind of things come before the council. So the council, I've been on the council for 7 years. I don't remember that coming before us to talk about it. I can't say it's good or bad, but we are the policy body and legislative body, and we accept grants and things like that on behalf of the city by us. And so just for future reference for you. Okay. Thank you.
And Madam Mayor?
Yes, Councilman, yes.
Just so that we have knowledge, is there kind of a pamphlet, the paperwork that was presented that we could, as council, have a copy of to find out the why fors and whereases and all that kind of stuff of what the program might entail or limit and everything that is kind of so great about it?
I know the National Park Service has a brochure, and you can contact Carol Lewis, who's the park employee. I did ask for copies of the nomination packet, and I have a copy of that in my office. I got that several months ago, and I can certainly make copies.
Okay. Thank you, and for the record, if anybody's able to pick that up on the recording, that is a director of with the city of Palmer that is stating that, Sandra Garley.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Councilman Bass. Okay, any further questions by the council or information from the board on that subject, projects that enhance Palmer's history? Okay, Councilman Hans. Okay, of course. Stephanie?
I'm just going to add that we learned about some great finance and grant opportunities for the businesses that own historic farms around the area too, so maybe that we can pass on that information, and it's something that we can promote so that we can encourage others to get tax breaks and to get incentives to restore the historic barns that are around in the area.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Councilman Hanson.
Yeah. With respect to projects that enhance the Palmer's history, I think it's important that you the wayfinding is incorporated. I think that's a great idea. But, you know, one of the areas that's I've made many comments on many different times, and that is the quad area. You know, the quad is a specific architectural amenity of the city of Palmer, and you know, we've talked a lot about the kind of the creep of the quad, where new things, new activities are being kind of incorporated, and really the spirit of the quad is open space and, you know, kind of a lack of a lot of different structures. And I think one thing that would be wonderful and that we should try to do as a community is to somehow compensate AARC on their ugly fence and get rid of it in some way. I mean, we could build something that's nicer than a chain link fence, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I think they need to be approached in some way to say, contribute to our community and we'll help you, but get rid of your fence. It doesn't serve any purpose. There's a fence on two sides or three sides, and so you got the one side that's wide open. Maybe we ought to have a civil disobedience and sit in there. And anyways.
If I could add one more thing.
Sure.
I think the board also would agree that we're all very much in favor in the improvements, enhancements, whatever that is underway through Community Action Group regarding the Arboretum, which I also see as a historic sort of feature and an amenity that really needs much greater awareness within our community. It's phenomenal how many people don't know it even exists, and they've been here for ridiculously long time. So the Arboretum, as I'm sure you're all aware, there's a lot of movement around that. There's a community action group that's been working for months and months and months. There's been some design work that's been done pro bono, and my understanding is that that we're ready to take the next step. Lamar just sent out an informational email to those of us in the community action group about getting together again and getting further public input. So I just wanted to speak to that since we're talking about historical mm-hmm. aspects of Palmer.
Good, great, thank you. So anything else?
I would like to make a comment on that.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I certainly support the idea of the Arboretum and enhancing its contribution to Palmer. One word of note, one word of caution, there is no adequate off-street parking in that area, and there is completely inadequate on-street parking. So if you're talking about the enhancement of that facility, there needs to be, parking has to be addressed in some way.
Parking is included in
and, yeah, well, it has to be because, anyways.
Madam Mayor?
Wait, yep. Okay.
And along the Arboretum, last I checked, we still didn't have title to all of the Arboretum. And so hopefully that's part of their discussion so that we can work with the new property owners in that area to gain title to the entire Arboretum so that it's one entity overseeing the entire Arboretum. So it'd be nice to, you know, I would support us working with the new property owners to get the last section so it's all one piece.
Deputy Mayor Combs.
Thank mm-hmm. you. The update on what's going on with Arboretum that Jan just mentioned is next Wednesday, the 19th, at 4 in the afternoon from 4 to 6 over at the Palmer Train Depot. So that would seem to me to be a fairly important. I know I've got it marked on my calendar to go because I want to see what they've managed, you know, to. And then we'll know what little pieces and parts are left to do.
Okay. Further questions and comments, discussion? Okay, let's move on to item C then, arts and cultural projects.
This is honestly an area that we haven't really done too much in, but that we're interested in pursuing more. As Stephanie had mentioned, we want to try to find ways to incorporate art in cultural aspects into parks and into trails and in around our town. So I guess if we can just discuss it, and maybe if you guys have ideas or ways that we could combine this, if we can have a little bit of an open discussion on this topic, because it's something we haven't really done yet, but we'd like to see how we can incorporate it.
Okay. Okay.
comments, questions from the city council? How this might be done, or if the board has anything further?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at arts and cultural projects, like I'm assuming, like in Anchorage, you're talking like sculptures or maybe decorating the place like they're doing with the Muldoon Overpass or...
Yeah, I mean, I think we're thinking of either art that's just fixed installations or even interactive art. Even in some parks that I've gone to in different states, I'm a musician, and they have musical instruments in a park that you can play, that kids can play and hit. They can hit little things that are like little marimbas and drums and xylophones, things that are just, you know, adding that more cultural aspect into our parks.
Okay. Is there a question, Jen? Yeah, Councilman Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And please correct me if I'm completely off base, but Park Recreation Cultural Resource Advisory Board, that doesn't necessarily mean installations. I mean, that can be giving support to events and that kind of stuff as well. So I don't want everybody to fixate on having to have an installation of an object or something like that. That this is more broad brushed. If I'm going down the right path, you know, I think that we need to keep that in mind.
Okay. Other comments or input from either board or council? Yeah, Jen? Okay. Anything else? All right. Item number D, parks. Do you have a report?
So this is something that we've been discussing as a board a lot because we've done our yearly budget plan, things that we've recommended or some of the priorities for different parks. And one thing that we're looking for feedback from the city council is it a priority for us to improve parks that we already have, or is it a priority to build new parks where parks are needed? That's something we've kind of gone back and forth on a board, what should be a priority. So I think we'd like feedback on that as far as what you think. And then also, I think Jan had also mentioned it, increasing awareness of all of our parks that we currently have. There is a list on the city website, but I feel like there's still a lot of people who live in Palmer that don't necessarily know where all these parks are. When I first got on the board, I had to drive around and find some, and some were actually kind of hard to find because they're not really even labeled. So I feel like just increasing awareness of the parks we already have, maybe making improvements on parks is one of our priority. But also there are some areas of Palmer that don't have parks. We've had people come to our board requesting we need a park in this neighborhood because there's nowhere for kids to play. So I guess we just would like feedback from city council on what our priority should be, whether it should be improving or creating new parks.
Okay, Councilman Fuller.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So do you guys already have a list of areas like you've identified where parks are needed?
I would say so, yes. We have talked about the, now I'm not going to remember, any neighborhoods, neighborhood up the hill.
Cedar Hills
needs a park. The area over by the MTA Event Center by Palmer Middle School, they have requested a park. What am I forgetting?
Could you put the mic on, please, Jim? Mike, please.
Also, improvements to the Wilson Park up in the neighborhood behind, the Tsunami Center or the McDonald's.
Britney Estates, yeah. And then as far as the parks that we already have that need some improvement because they're not really well used is the one in the neighborhood up the down the hill from Palmer High School. What's the name of that park?
It's in my neighborhood, but I don't know what it's called.
Palmer High School?
Yeah, right down from Palmer High School in that neighborhood to the left, down the hill off of Silver Tip. You can see it from the highway.
Oh, yeah.
That park. And then the other park that's over by Dolphin.
That's on
you guys know
what
park I'm talking about? Yeah, that one too. I don't know their names either. So I think that's also a problem is we don't know the names of these parks.
And also the amusement park is in desperate need of upgrading and resolving some issues of inappropriate use of the park. And I don't know if it's lighting or access or what, but the amusement park is also a major issue.
Right. Okay.
Madam Mayor.
Yes. Councilman Best.
Disclosure, I live in the Britney Estates subdivision, towards the backside, south side of it. And right there is the Crevice Marine trail, and it follows the power line. And that's a connectivity, or excuse me, it's the Milky Power Line Trail that ties into the Crevice Moraine Trail. I misspoke. And that's been on the parks plan. It's shown a connectivity plan. There is new development happening in there. The Hidden Ranch, the phase two or three is happening right now. And there is a large portion, there's a odd-shaped piece of property that the developer has cut out, and it's backed up against the power line trail, and its terrain is such that it could be a more advanced pump track than what we currently have at the in the Brittany Estates side at that current pump track right now, and that adds to the connectivity. Now that's I've talked to the developer, and he's looking for around $50,000 for this chunk of property. If that's something that you guys would like to have more information on and potentially look at, you know, I'm willing to try to bring more of that information to the City Council and or this Parks and Rec Board.
Councilman Fuller.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think it's great you've identified those places, and I would encourage you to figure out, so now you've identified areas that need parks, how are we going to get those parks, and then kind of is there property available and whatnot. My other like recommendation, I guess, would be, or idea would be to partner like with Buggy Hill Park or Buggy Park, the Palmer Lions Club. I'm a member of the Palmer Club. Every right. year we go out, we survey the equipment, do the repainting, service the area. We get to slap up Palmer Lions on it, and I think the city gets, you know, basically some free maintenance. We sure. get sand, you know, I think the Lions pay for the sand and everything, and they spread it out, do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Partner with some of the other community organizations, the Elks, the Moose, Kiwanis, whatnot, see if maybe if they're interested in adopting one of those parks. And then I would encourage, you know, we've already got parks in place. Identify the ones that are in need most, like Buggy Hill's not, the amusement park's not, but then that one that is over off of on Bailey Hill that's just a set of monkey bars, you know, or the one in my neighborhood that's just a swing. I mean, in the wintertime they use it for sledding, but other than that.
Yeah, and I think it's only mowed just part of it. I mean, there's some overgrown stuff I think that's really in the park.
Yeah.
Originally, and it's,
oh, yeah.
you know, so. Yeah. So. Did you have some more, Councilman Fuller?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Jeff?
So, I guess I'm just wondering what your priority is. Is it really to try to repair and fix and upgrade the parks that we have, or add new equipment to the parks that are kind of lacking, or focus on creating parks in areas that need parks?
If I may.
Sure.
It might be nice since your board kind of looks at the parks and recreation side of things to kind of survey what it is that we have and what you might think would be the upgrades and the cost of those. And then as we go into our budgetary system process, that then we would have things that we could kind of, you know, a la carte, oh, hey, we could go after this, and that's X number of dollars, and we could go and renovate that park, or, you know, we could look at things, and then we'd have something to go after instead of, it'd be great if I would just to say, I'd like to have them all new equipment. Okay. What does new equipment really mean? So from your guys' expertise of what it might need to upgrade, or at least to get it to more respectable than what it is right now, kind of give us a menu of items. That's my
Fuller.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would recommend establish a standard or a baseline so that the baseline for all our parks that we, our expectation of a park in Palmer is going to have a swing, a slide, a merry-go-round, and a monkey bars. And then identify the parks that fit that standard, and then identify the ones that don't. Bring them all up to the same standard, and then improve from there. And, you know, does that make kind of sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this way you're kind of, you know, you're not neglecting one where you can sit. If somebody comes and says, hey, you're building this stuff at this place, well, yeah, I'm bringing it up to the standard that's in your neighborhood, you know, or vice versa.
If I could just respond to that. I love the idea of having a standard, but I think it's also important to remember that certain parks are designed for different types of activities. And so, you know, not every park is going to have a teeter-totter, a swing set, and a slide because they're designed for different things. So, I mean, I guess we could sort of try to standardize those with playground equipment versus those that are sort of directed in other ways. But council members' best idea of, you know, maybe we could try to inventory what we have and identify those areas that we think need additional equipment, need upgrading, or simply just need a new park.
Councilman, Councilman Hanson, or Deputy Mayor.
Deputy Mayor Coles.
Okay. I just want to suggest one of the things that could certainly be done is I know there's a fair amount of documentation on Wilson Park, and we had a couple of meetings at least with neighbors and that's where the uniqueness came in, of what they wanted in their neighborhood. So you've got several factors. One of the factors you would be... the location of it, maybe the size and shape of the property that's been, you know, gotten, etc., because it might give you some limitations. So to a degree, there's going to be a certain standard, you know, and one of the standards is that it was identified back in about 2002 that we wanted to maintain parks and add parks as a possibility, and in the city of Palmer, we were the first ones in the state to have an ordinance that requires developers to set aside land for parks, you know, if they're inside the city limits. So I would recommend that it would be helpful to go back and review that ordinance. It would also get your hands on, I'm sure Ms. Scarley has it handy, the documentation that we did for Wilson Park. It was a wonderful exchange with the folks that were in that neighborhood, what they expected. For example, there's not really parking because it was for that neighborhood. It wasn't really for everybody in a 15-mile radius, you know, to drive to or whatever. It was for people in that neighborhood to walk to and enjoy time with their families. Thank you.
Councilman Hanson, and then we're going to wrap it up here.
Yes, ma'am. I think I was a part of the 2002 group, and one of the things that was identified then and was committed to then was the fact that Cedar Hills didn't have a park, and they were kind of at that time next on the list for a park, and since that time we put in a couple parks, but at the time we had made a commitment to Cedar Hills that they would in fact be the next one. One comment on this whole concept of monies and whether parks are going to be maintained or built. I think typically we have gained parks in our community through either a champion that has either granted land, a champion that has granted money, or some other mm-hmm. way that we've been able to do that. Very, very few parks has the city of Palmer developed from start to finish. That includes the ice rink for that matter. So.
Yeah.
The development of parks is costly, and it's typically through grants.
Okay. All righty. We have 7 minutes, so I think we're ready for, let's see, items placed, record of items placed on, or let's see, we need a motion to come out of the committee on the whole.
So move.
I just move?
Oh,
sorry. Okay.
Who made that motion?
It's moved by Deputy Mayor Combs and seconded by Councilman Carrington to come out of the committee on the whole. Discussion by the council. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those in opposition say no. Okay. The council is out of the committee on the whole.
Okay. So we also need to move out of the committee as a whole. Would someone like to make a motion? Our board. Newman moved. Second. Seconded by Connolly. Any opposition? All right, so we're also out of the committee as a whole.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, items placed on the table.
We have no items placed on the table tonight.
Okay. So council and commission members' comments. Joe, why don't we start with you? Do you have any comments that you'd like to make before we adjourn?
only that I thank you for listening to what we have to say, and hopefully we can move together rapidly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jan?
Also want to thank you for meeting with us. It's really helpful to hear what you would like to see from us. And I don't know if it's appropriate to ask a question now of the council. I'm just wondering, and maybe I can ask this at another time if you think it needs to be tabled, but I'm just not, I don't know how the board and the council should work together or would best work together. And so my question is, once the board does make recommendations to the council, what is the council's process with those recommendations?
Well, they come before us and it's placed on an agenda, and whether it requires a resolution or an ordinance or an action memorandum, the clerk and the attorney and the city manager and myself have agenda setting meeting, and we determine at that time, and then it comes before the council, we advertise it, and then the council takes action.
And is that something that that our board should follow up on? Should we then address the council and ask where those recommendations are in the process, or is that something that would normally come up on this quarterly or biennial meeting, joint meeting that we have?
Well, I would hope that if you brought forth, say a name for a park and you recommended that and the council heard that and we took action on it, that some way the administration would get back to you saying, okay, that park has been named, as what you requested. And if the other thing, I guess I would say, Jen, if there are things that your board has made recommendations and you haven't heard from the council, if maybe you could resend that to us, because as you know, we've gone through a few city managers. And so we're not going to point any fingers or anything like that, but give us another try and we will address them, okay? Okay. Yes. Councilman Carrington.
As far as my opinion of how the board can help us is, to me, I like the idea of some lists of help us understand what we have, what needs repair, where do we need to develop, give us some short lists for me to help understand where we're at.
Okay. Councilman Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I know that we have some high energy people here that have a passion and expertise in these in parks and recreation and trails. So I look forward to the next meeting and some recommendations.
Okay. Dot?
Hey, thanks for the opportunity for the joint meeting here. And it's been good to hear what the council wants. Something that keeps coming up, and I'm not sure how to legally do it, but it's maps. For volunteers, nonprofits, you can use Esri's maps, or actually, you should say the borough's stuff. There's interactive maps. And I know the borough has done a lot of stuff, and I'm not sure how to mesh with them completely. We talked about this, 2 years ago? And I keep hearing maps come up, and because the borough has a map of where our parks are. And it's real easy to plan. It's a free interactive map or mechanism to do it. That's how we did the Matanuska Greenbelt stuff. But we were not an organization, so we could just do it okay. But it's something that I think really needs to be done. The maps. I mean, how many people don't know the names of the roads, as we should see here tonight? Thank you.
Stephanie?
I just want to say thank you for the time, and it was great to just hear everybody's thoughts and feedback. So we look forward to continue to work with you.
Shannon?
Thank you. I'm new on the board, so this was very informative to me to learn kind of what we're gearing towards and to get some definition on what you're expecting from us. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Deputy Mayor Combs?
I just want to thank everyone for being here to be able to hear ideas bounced off each other. It's always enjoyable, and in particular, want to thank the board members for being willing to serve. It's important that the council has that kind of input in order to make the better decisions, and so all our boards and commissions are very important, and that means you are. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor, or Deputy, I just promoted you.
Whatever it is, whoever you are over there.
Councilman Fuller.
Thanks a lot for coming out. I've been to a couple of your meetings, and you guys have great ideas, and I hope we've given you the guidance you need tonight. Thanks.
Councilman Hanson.
So I have just a couple of things. First of all, I'd like to address the idea of this, the process for, you know, following through with recommendations. You know, I think the best way is through some type of correspondence to us that we have to specifically address. But the other thing too is that budget time is coming up, and that's a great time to identify you guys' priorities and see whether or not those are the same priorities that the budget process goes through. So I think that's a real important, because when you talk about new parks and maintenance to parks, you know, budgets obviously are tighter than ever, and so it has to be followed through there. I applaud you in your number one priority, and that is the connectivity of trails and walkability. I think that's key to the success of the trails and parks in all of Palmer, is for those things to the interactiveness and the connectivity. I mean, because we are really kind of a hub. When you talk about in the future with the Parks Highway being expanded, there will be an opportunity to get all the way from here if we work with the state and identify the Parks Highway in a good way from here to Crevice Moraine to Houston through the system there and then on to Butte. And so I think that is our number one priority as far as the city and you know, serving as the hub of especially the bicycle community. And then just the last thing is just the preservation of the quad area. I think it's important that we identify that area for what it is and what it needs to continue to be, and make sure that we protect it, because that's an enormous asset for the city of Palmer. Not many cities have that quality of a downtown area that we have to continue to preserve.
Okay, Maggie?
I just want to say quickly, thank you all for meeting with us tonight. Our board has a lot of energy, a lot of ideas. I think sometimes we get a little frustrated not having a lot of direction, so I think this actually helped us a lot tonight, give us some feedback on what you're expecting and what we can do more specifically, and hopefully we can just have more dialogue like this in the future.
Good. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Just thank you all, the board, and thank you for coming. And I think we had one meeting a few months ago scheduled, and we had a problem with the quorum, and so we'll continue to try to meet, and communication, as you know, is always the solution to a lot of things. So with that, I'll adjourn the Joint City Council and Parks Recreation and Culture Advisory Board meeting.